Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, this is the Bruja in the Bronx. Thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast that's all about helping you live life through your senses. So how are you in your new normal? And I say your new normal because I don't think the new normal looks the same for everybody. People keep trying to act like it is, and it's not. It's going to be different for a lot of us, depending on where we live, how we live, what we have access to, and what have you. Yes, we need to keep our distance apart, but in some cases that is hard, depending on if you have to take public transportation or depending on if you live in a household with multiple generations, etc. So how does your new normal look? I hope that you are doing well and thriving. If you're not, it's okay. Don't be too hard on yourself. I was just on a writer's conference over the weekend, and this New York Times bestseller writer, she was asked like what her writing day looked like. She goes, you know, I'm in COVID. I have COVID brain. And it made me feel better because sometimes I feel like I should have written more in my books and I know I haven't. But it's a good reminder that even people who are well established and have made the big bucks, they're having a hard time too. And I recommend taking a break from social media when you can, because it's just it looks like some people wake up first thing in the morning, they grab their cup of coffee and all they want to do is go online to complain. Everything that they write is a complaint or something horrible that's happened to them or how they just can't get through. Now, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be able to express themselves, but if everything is a complaint, it just keeps one in that state of mind. And then when you're reading it, it's not helping you either. Or maybe it does. Maybe it helps you feel better because you're like, well, oh, my life isn't so bad. But then, you know, if you're looking at media all the time and you're responding to negative comments, it's not doing anything for your mental health or your well-being. So sometimes take a step back. And before you post that negative comment, ask yourself, is it necessary? And do you really want to participate in that conversation? I know that I chimed out about something that then people didn't agree with. And then finally, I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. I will remove myself very easily. I will not continue to go on and on with people because I actually have a life. I have shit to do. So for people that have nothing else better to do, allow them to take that space and you step back and go be creative and do something else that takes you closer to your goals and dreams. You do not have to participate if you don't want to. And Twitter, which I love, is every day, you know, who we mad at today. So we're just in this interesting time of we're mad about this and, you know, negative this, negative that. But step back, take a day trip. If you can. I know not everybody has a car or the transportation too, but if you can, I highly recommend it. My friend and I went to North Fork and we went for the lavender fields, which was beautiful. Just, you know, little fields of lavender. I sat down and all these big, beautiful bees are buzzing about. Now they don't sting you unless you, I guess, do something stupid, but they don't really care about people. They're so busy, you know, pollinating the lavender and buzzing about and just living their best lives with the lavender. And they're huge. I don't think I've ever seen bees that big. And it was just lovely. And then after that, we hit wineries, which was great. I was not expecting that, but I went and we went and had a cheese plate and I had a really great sparkling wine from Shin Estates, which I highly recommend. If you like anything about New York, or you like New York wine and you haven't had Shin, I do recommend it. You can only get their wine really at the winery. I mean, they're a small winery. They're like boutique. Or you can order it. I believe they ship to most states. If you're a control state, more than likely you're not going to be able to get it, unfortunately, because you already know how that is. But I highly recommend it. And then we went and had rosé. It was great. And it just made me feel better. So day trips are also good for the mind, even if it's for a couple hours. So this episode is not about any of that, really. I mean, it is and it isn't. I wanted to bring you another spell, and this is a wealth spell. I know a lot of you are focused on money and thinking about money, Who isn't? Especially in this time where, oh, we don't know where our money's going to come from, perhaps. If you're in the US, some of this emergency unemployment is potentially going away. And if it does come back, it's not going to be at the level. So, of course, you're nervous. In other countries, I think they're doing better with taking care of you all, which always makes us in the US wonder what the heck we're still doing here. But everybody's thinking about money, jobs, when will I get another job, will my job survive, etc. So I just wanted to give you this spell as a tool, something to help center you. For those of you who are like, spells don't work, Shoshi, well, spells are mantras, prayers, positivity, things you are telling the universe that you desire. So think of it that way. There's nothing wrong with that. I just really want to give you this to help center you and to get you back where you belong when it comes to money, especially if you're in a negative space. Because the reality is you are attracting what is coming into your life. So if you're having negative thoughts about money, you may continue on that negative vibration. So what I'm trying to give you is a little bit of positivity. I want you to change that bad vibration, that scary vibration, with something that is constructive and something that you can use. So think of this as a nice little ritual to get you and your first chakra, which is underneath your spine, back in alignment with positivity around wealth, not just tangible money, but other things that bring you wealth and abundance into your life. You're going to need a few things for this spell. Nothing crazy. You're going to need some essential oils, some frankincense and myrrh. I've always recommend have that in the house. Make sure it's essential oil and not fragrance oil because essential oil is pure and it has a higher vibration. You're going to need those oils and you're going to need a candle. I recommend a white candle because it is void of color, which means you can put any intention in it that you want. You could also use a black candle, which is also void of color. I recommend, because you're gonna need this candle to burn all night long, the candles from the brujerías, they're so good. You can even find them in the grocery store. You know, those candles that have like the guardian angels and, you know, all kind of things on the front of them, the brujería candles, they're so great. You can burn one all night long and it's all good and perfect. So get yourself a candle and some essential oils and you'll be ready to go. So in this spell, I'm going to use the terminology Jove, as in Jove. That means Jupiter. Jove is from Roman mythology. He was the king of the sky and thunder. And so he's the equivalent to Zeus. So that lets you know what kind of energy is being pulled in. So, Greek mythology, Jove. So, you're talking to the moon when you're doing this. Do this spell on a Thursday night or during a new moon. Hey, if it happens to be on a Thursday with a new moon, even better. But this is really a spell you do at night and talking to the moon, and you're getting your Jupiter vibe on. So, without further ado, oh, you need one more thing. I forgot. You need an apple or a peach. I recommend an apple. Apples and spells, I don't know, they just feel like they hold a little more power. Maybe a green apple, but if you happen to only get red, that works too. So, candle, essential oils, and an apple. Now you're good to go. When you have everything, this is what you say. This offering I make as my blessing to all, greatest of gods, Lord Jove of the sky, from you all heavenly gifts do fall. Most generous of all, you never deny. To you, I am grateful. So mote it be. After you said the words, you're going to put your candle in a space where it can continue to burn all night. And when you go to bed, you're going to keep the intention of wealth and money in your mind so that it goes into your dreams and it continues to flow and it keeps going in your mindset. And there you go. So simple, so easy. See, it's just this nice little ritual that you can do to make yourself feel great and just to recenter yourself. You know, the smell of frankincense and myrrh is so good for that. Just keep that in your diffuser, let that go. And actually, you might want to do that as you're sleeping as well. And it just is going to ground you a little bit more to keep you focused and to keep you calm. And you never know where that can take you. Maybe you end up with a new idea. Or you end up with something that's just going to help you in your flow of wealth and everything around you. I totally get it. It's a scary time, and Rent is very important. You know, I live in New York City. There are people who have just simply left their apartments because they know that they cannot pay their rent. There are people that are behind in their rent and they know that they're not going to be able to catch up. My mother, who's in Houston, Texas, lives in a space for seniors. And it's so interesting. She says a lot of them are not paying their rent. And the building keeps telling them that, oh, this doesn't apply to you. You have to pay your rent. Because where she lives, they are on a sliding scale. But people are literally just opting not to pay their rent. So everybody's feeling this and everybody's getting scared and holding back and worried. And you are not alone. Just hang in there. I do wish you the best. And don't forget to take care of your mindset. Take care of you, whatever that means, whatever you have to do, whether it means you have to stay isolated, because sometimes it is best. If your friends are all in a negative space or your family's all in a negative space, sometimes you just need some self-care. But don't forget to reach out to your cool friends and spend some time with them if you can. I did with my friend Coco, but then I also have this group of ladies that we get on a chat every so once in a while. There's like four of us. And we're doing it again this week. I can't wait. It's like we get on, you think you're going to be on for like 30 minutes to an hour. Like last time we were on for 2 hours. We had such a great time. So just get your crew and figure out how to keep yourself happy and keep yourself in a great space. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter, Culinary Courtesan, which you can find on my website, yolandashoshana.com. And until next time, peace, love, and cheers.